I'm lying that as I'm recording this, I have a bad sore throat. I'm also treating malaria. Yesterday, I was literally on my feet, and next thing I knew, it came from nowhere. This thing they call malaria and almost literally knocked me down instantly. It's crazy. But anyways, I feel better now than I did yesterday. Thank God, started treating it. But yeah, I didn't want to not record an episode this week, so I shall record it like this, sick as I am. But anyways, I was going through my mentions on Twitter, and one of the responses I got to a thread I made about the lessons I have learned directing With Difficulty Comes Ease, my latest movie. Someone said, I'm an inspiration, basically. Those are not her exact words, but you know. And then it got me thinking about all the other times that I'll get DMs and messages from people, mostly, you know, ladies telling me about how I'm inspiring, my work is inspiring, and that I should never stop what I'm doing. And it got me thinking about what it actually means to be an inspiration. You know, and I guess I started thinking about that because I never want to stop inspiring others, and it feels good that I am able to do something for others without even thinking about it. Like, I'm just out here doing my work, doing what I like to do, and you know, maybe somebody out there is gonna get so inspired that she'll decide, you know, to pursue her own dreams, and achieve her own goals. And I find that very humbling. So I went and Googled how to be an inspiration. Maybe that sounds weird, but okay, I think my voice is getting worse, but sorry. Let's see how far I can stretch this. So yeah, I Googled how to be an inspiration, and I just went with the first result that I saw, and it's an article titled 17 Ways to Inspire Everyone Around You. It's an article on projectionsinc.com. So what I intend to do is to look at each of these points and ask myself if they define me, sort of, or if I tick that box. Okay, so the first thing on the list is be authentic and true to yourself. Authentic and true to yourself. I mean, I might not be 100 on this scale, but I think I am authentic and I think I am true to myself. And I say that because in this world, especially and specifically rather in the entertainment space, there's a lot of pressure to go with the bandwagon. Oh, this is the most popular thing right now. Everybody should be doing this. It takes a lot of strength and courage to basically stand against the tide. It reminds me of a filmmaker, CJ Obasi. You may or may not have heard of him, depending on if you're in the film industry or not. He is the director of Mummy Water. Now, the film has been making a lot of waves, and it's gotten a lot of critical acclaim abroad, especially. And it's kind of like CJ's finally got his big break. But this is a project that they have been working on for so many years. And looking at CJ's career, maybe you might want to Google him, CJ Obasi, if you don't know him. Looking at his career, he has been making films for such a long time. But he didn't go the traditional route, you know, that most filmmakers will go. He had always been very focused, hyper focused on the international space, film festivals and the like, and even as an artist. He's one filmmaker I would say has always been very authentic and true to himself. And
yeah, I do think that I'm a lot like that. Maybe not as much as him, and definitely not necessarily towing the exact same path that he went. But yeah, I'm not afraid to go against the tide. Yeah, my baby is sick too. You can hear her coughing. But I remember when I was in primary school, and maybe this is just the kind of person that I am. Maybe it's just in my DNA. I remember in primary school, when our teacher read Abraham Lincoln's letter to his son's teacher to us, the one phrase that always stuck with me, the one sentence that always stuck with me, was the one about telling him or teaching him not to follow the bandwagon. You know, till today, I don't know why I resonated with that message or why that message resonated with me, but that was the only thing I could remember for a long time from that letter, and it just stuck with me. And throughout my life, so far, I've just always been conscious of that. Am I going with a bandwagon? I don't want to always just follow the tide because everyone else is doing it. Okay, so the second point, stick with what you love. Do I stick with what I love? Is it early, too early in my career for me to say that I stick with what I love? I think the problem with me is I like too many things. I like podcasting, I like movies, I like too many things, and long term, I don't know exactly what I'm going to stick with, so I don't know if I can answer this one. Let's just move on to the next one. Express your enthusiasm. Do I express my enthusiasm for film and filmmaking? I think I do. I don't know if a lot of that comes across on social media, but yeah, I think I do. Excel at what you do. I guess, I don't know, this one feels like something that other people might have to judge for me, but I know that I try to be excellent at whatever it is that I do. And I think that is one thing that is missing, actually, with a lot of people. Even in the film space, sometimes you work with creatives and, you know, there's just not that spirit of excellence. And of course, I've worked with also quite a number of creatives that have that spirit of excellence. But yeah, I digress. So I guess I could say I excel at what I do. At least I try to. Focus on building your character. Do I focus on building my character? I would say yes. Maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe the focus would be like, maybe a 6.5 to 7. And I say that because I often, you know, like to ask myself where I'm at in terms of, you know, my personality, my character. I'm very conscious of, you know, improving myself, maybe because I know what my lapses are and I'm not very happy with my lapses. But at the same time, I don't think that I'm doing enough work to build myself. I don't know, maybe there's a bit of laziness in there to do the work that it takes, maybe. But yeah, I am quite conscious of that, building my character. Care about people. Do I care about people? This is the next point, by the way. Actually, I care. I was gonna say that, I mean, I'm an introvert, so I like being alone a lot more than I like being with people. I mean, I enjoy people's company from time to time, but it's like I want to be 80% of the time by myself. That's just what it is. But I do like those times when I get to or can interact with people, especially when I see people who are on the same wavelength as me. But yeah, this question is about caring. Honestly, I think I do. Because the fact that I like being by myself doesn't necessarily mean that I don't care, you know. I care about adding value to people, whether it is through rendering a service or whatever else, you know. And even though, and this is more on the personal relationship side of things, even though I might not be the first person to reach out, like every week or every day or every month, you know, I might think of you every day, maybe say a little prayer for you every day, you know. So yeah, I guess I can say I care. So the next point, challenge people to do their best. Honestly, I think I'm somewhere maybe a 5 out of 10 on this one. And I think it's mostly because I worry sometimes about I don't know, annoying people or offending people rather by pushing them too much. But for people that I don't have that worry with, yeah, I think I do try to challenge them to be their best. Lead by example. Do I lead by example? I mean, I've been saying it that I lead by example, at least going by my experience directing my last film. So yeah, I'm not going to think about this one too much. I'm going to say yes, I lead by example. Articulate what everyone else is thinking. I don't know. My first thought on this one is no. I don't know if I articulate what everyone else is thinking. I don't even know if I'm the best judge of that. Make people feel good about themselves. Do I make people feel good about themselves? This is another one where I probably fail drastically. Thinking about my personal relationships. I don't know. I want to be that person who always says nice things. Okay, I need to respond to my baby right now. I'll continue this later. Okay, I'm back. So yeah, I really wish I was that person. I really wish I could say, oh yes, I make people feel good about themselves. But yeah, that's something I need to work on. Help people heal. That's the next point. Do I help people heal? Okay, I think I'm just going to read what's under this heading for better context. So it says, instead of judging people by their past, stand by them and help prepare their future. If that's what it is, I would say yes. I'm usually not the type to judge. I can say that one with my full chest. So the next one is, share lessons from your successes and failures. Well, I guess this is something I am currently trying to do. So I guess I could say yes. Yes, I do this. And I intend to do more in the future. Especially seeing as it seems that people find this useful. Sharing lessons from my successes and failures, that is. Keep your cool in tense situations. Do I keep my cool in tense situations? Yes. Yes. My husband was saying no. Okay, maybe the answer is yes and no. So when I'm in a professional environment, it tends to be a little different. I tend to keep my cool a lot more because, I mean, right now I'm trying to think about all the times on set where, you know, things were tense and I had to keep my cool. I remember once, this was when we were shooting Halima's Choice, my short film on Netflix, and there was this night. I had never shot anything that fast in my life. My goodness, it was so crazy. I mean, we're losing time. This was not a place we could go back to shoot. And the weather was against us. There was a huge storm coming. In fact, that night, I had to just take a minute, step aside, and just cry. I cried for like a minute. And then I wiped my tears. And I went back on set and I continued directing. And I think only two people knew what was going on with me in the moment at that time, the AD and the producer. I just saw the producer. I need a minute stepping for me. And I just went out, cried. And then I came back and, you know, we did what we had to do. So, yeah, practically, probably throughout that particular shoot, even when we were on the clock and things were tense, people needed to... Well, if you've been on a set before, you know. Sometimes actors, especially if you're working with inexperienced actors, like for the scene where there were these older women, they were in Halima's dream sequence. If you've seen the film, you probably know the scene I'm talking about. They were in not her dream sequence, when she was in the virtual world, Napata. There were these women, these older women who came at her, basically. So those women, they were not professional actors. They were a group of widows who we'd gotten to shoot that. And of course, women like these, apart from the fact that, you know, some of them had knee problems, we couldn't keep them, you know, standing or for too long or stress them out too much or anything like that. And of course, being that they were not professional actors or anything, they wouldn't be used to the wahala that regular actors are used to, time wasting and everything, and even how long, they wouldn't even know how long it might take to, you know, get all the scenes done and everything. So while they were there, we're shooting that scene, of course, the PM was on my keys. I'll probably someone else, I don't know, maybe the AD, they were shot on my keys. And I knew that, you know, these women needed to go, but I also needed to get my shots. So I had to balance, you know, empathy, getting the shots I needed for to complete the scene, sending these women back home on time, these people that keep yelling in my ears that, oh, there's no time, we have to wrap this up, blah, 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 blah. But I mean, throughout all that, I was all cool, you know, cool, calm and collected. And I'm also grateful to my cinematographer, Baba Agba, because I also tapped into his energy. I mean, in situations like that, he was always like, Abeg, take your shots, please. Thinking about that, yeah, I think I can say that I keep my cool in tense situations. But in personal matters, in my personal life, I don't know. Okay, maybe the answer is no. And I say that because I remember one time I was traveling from Abuja to Enugu. Then my toddler, she's 3 now. She was probably less than a year old at the time. She was still a baby. And I was traveling with my brother. We had booked our flights, right? And I don't remember exactly what happened, but we got to the airport a bit late. But we had already checked in online much earlier, like hours before. But then when we got there, they told us that, oh, they had closed the counter. Like, we were there when they were checking in the last group of people or whatever. So they checked. I think they checked me in. I'm trying to remember. I think they checked me in first, but then they didn't check in my brother, or they didn't even check any of us in at all. But anyways, throughout the whole thing, I was panicking. Hey, we'll miss this flight. I get to miss this flight. Hey, I was running helter-skelter. My husband was like, calm down. What is wrong with you? Calm down. You know, but I was all over the place. I was going about meeting people. Hey, please help me talk to them. I remember now. I was the one who had gotten through. I had gotten my boarding pass. My brother hadn't gotten his boarding pass, so it was because of him I was running around, basically. And then I think what even caused the delay again was that there was someone who went off with our luggage, a staff of the airline. They went off with the luggage, something that had to do with the tags, and then we're looking for him, and it was just a mess. But yeah, anyway, chaos. So because of that, I would say in with personal matters, I don't always keep my cool in tense situations. Yeah, we did get both boarding passes eventually anyway, so yay. Next point here, focus on the positive. Do I focus on the positive? Honestly, yes, most of the time. I like to call myself a cautious optimist. I try to be optimistic, I try to be positive, you know, but I'm still a little cautious because I hate surprises. You know, it's never nice when you're 100% expecting something to go a certain way and it doesn't go that way and it just throws you off balance. So the next one here says, keep your promises and tell the truth. Do I keep my promises and tell the truth? Honestly, I'll say that I try my very best too, because, and for me, it's not just because, oh, okay, it's good to do these things, but because they have spiritual implications, right? I don't want to be a liar. I don't want to be someone who doesn't keep their promises. So yeah, I definitely do try my very best. I mean, that's part of why I wouldn't try to run away from making promises in the first place, because I don't want to have to. I mean, unless I'm very sure that I'm gonna be able to keep them, because yeah, I don't want to ever be in a situation where I'm forced to make a promise, or you know, it's just yeah, not nice, not a nice thing. Next point here, and we have two more to go in case you're wondering. Next one here says, listen intently to what others say. Yes, I think that I can say that I am a listener. I like to listen. I like to listen. I like to hear what other people's opinions are. Again, especially in a professional setting, because one thing I know is that, at least as it pertains to filmmaking, is that it takes a village to make a film, and your own ideas, no matter how good you might think they are, may not always be the best. The best ideas might come from places you never even expect, you know. Communicate clearly. Do I communicate clearly? I mean, I try, but again, I'm not sure what the context is for this, but yeah, I definitely do try to communicate clearly. I like to make sure, and I'm thinking about when I work with actors now, I like to make sure that we're on the same page and we're thinking the same thing, not that I'm seeing something and you're hearing something else, or you are saying something and I'm hearing something else. And I try to do this in my personal life as well with my husband. That can be a hard nut to crack sometimes though, but but yeah, I try. Of course, a lot gets lost in translation a lot of times, but I try. So there, after looking at all of these points, all 17 of them, I wasn't keeping track of which ones I was answering like yes to, 100% yes to. But if these were all the ways to inspire people around me, or if this was a measure for me to judge how much I inspired those around me, or whether I'm an inspiration, I would say that, yeah, I guess you could say I'm 60% an inspiration. Yeah, but I guess maybe by looking at some of these other things here, the stuff that I'm not very good at, maybe I could become more inspiring. I don't know. Actually, I should say thank you to everyone who thinks that I'm inspiring. And if I ever stop being inspiring, I hope you'll let me know too, because what really is the point? And I actually do hope that a lot more people, especially women, would just get up and do what they want to do, if storytelling is what they want to do, if filmmaking is what they want to do, and not just filmmaking, but anything else at all that you want to do, whatever you think, whether you are married, whether you have kids, whatever it is, get up and do it, because you can, and nothing should stop you. Absolutely nothing should stop you. So yeah, thank you for listening. I hope my voice will be better next episode. It has to be, please. I can't do one more week of this. Ciao.